This is yet another world-class championship-winning episode of Two Tribes. Joining me in the studio is my ever-present lover from another mother, Stuart Miller.
Good morning. How are we today?
I'm a week-old champion.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Bit of a weird one last night. Liverpool, Man City. Man City came out 4-0 winners, but it was just a non-event, wasn't it? It was like, the whole thing for me was watching the Guard of Honour. Once the Guard of Honour was over, it was like...
The Guard of Honour, which finished halfway after the Liverpool team had come out.
Yeah.
You're just
there's
got
no
off.
Eye contact. There's no eye contact. I think they'd all gone by time Salah and Mane had come on the pitch.
I mean, there was no dick sucking. Do you know what would have been more appropriate, right? We were given the Premier League trophy last night by the Man City captain, giving it to Henderson. I'd have gone with that, presenting the trophy.
The champions passes it over, yeah.
Yeah, because that's a unique opportunity. That doesn't happen every season. The new champions doesn't necessarily, you know, play the old champions before the end of the year, but this could have happened, and that would have sent out a more positive message, along with Black Lives Matter, along with, you know, football rivalries. That's just as fucking bad, the way people treat each other because they're football clubs. Imagine all the people. I turned it off.
That Guard of Honour there last night didn't feel like any sort of respect. It was, you could tell they'd been told to do it. They didn't want to do it. They'd been told to do it.
And I don't think the Liverpool players wanted it. Do you know what I mean? The way Henderson walked out, like, I'm going to rip your fucking head off. Dead hard, me.
Yeah.
A strange game. We started brightly. And then, you know, Salah hits the posts. Mane, there was a couple of balls that if they'd have worked, he'd have been in. But he just took it too wide, that type of stuff. And then they scored, and then they scored. And then I turned it off and watched Nowhere Boy, because we're champions.
Yeah, I mean, they just went on the boil, really. Obviously, we saw all the, after the Chelsea-Man City game, we saw all the celebrations afterwards, all the players were celebrating. Obviously, had a few scoops. Whether it ended that night or whether it went on for another couple of days, that's for them to know and us to find out.
These are young lads. Weren't.
At the end of the day, they're athletes. The bodies are well-oiled machines. And if you start pumping yourself full of shit, alcohol, then you're not going to be able to perform. Take nothing away from City. City went out. City had everything to prove. Liverpool had nothing to prove.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I wouldn't surprise me if we don't win another game all season. I'm not crying it in, like, but it's very hard to perform.
The commentator made a point last night. It made sense. I think it was Tyler. You know, we've won the league. There's nothing else we can do. We're in no cup competitions or nothing. And there's a short turnaround before the start of next season. Does he bring the reserves out now and let some of his players go on a holiday?
Potentially.
Give them their break now.
Where are they going to go on holiday?
Well, near if everything's opened up now, isn't it? It's getting announced today. It's meant to be like 70-odd countries.
Woohoo! I can't wait to go to Argate and back.
I've still got my fingers crossed the 5th of October to Cyprus.
Is that when you're...
Oh, no, August. 5th of August. 5th of August.
Do you think you'll still be on?
Well, all we were worried about was 2 week quarantine when we get back, but that's all going to be lifted now by the looks of it, so we're all right.
We're
in a private villa, so it's not like we have to mix with any meths.
Oh, God. Is right, lad.
Get off the plane, pick up the hire car.
In the villa.
Just drive straight to our little villa, get some shopping in.
Get on the desk. Kids go and play in the pool. The daddy is parking his train in the station.
I've got a villa with a games room. It's got a pool table and like an Xbox and a Wii and a dartboard and that. So go and play, kids. Me and mum were having a little skinny dip.
Don't drink the water, kids. Don't drink the water. Right, what year are we up to, man?
97, 98.
97, 98.
Yeah, and Michael Owen bursts onto the scene.
The year of our wedding.
Roy Evans and Howard Kendall still in charge. Arsenal win the league. Man United second. Liverpool third. Then Chelsea, Leeds and Everton. A dismal, embarrassing 17th spot.
Goal difference.
On points with Bolton, could have gone down, and it was just a goal difference, yeah.
Should have gone
down.
Scored
five. No, they conceded five more goals than Bolton, because they'd gone down.
I don't think they'd have ever recovered, you know. I don't think they'd have ever come up. A club that big going down, it's like Nottingham Forest, Leeds. They're not the same anymore, are they? Do you know what I mean? I think Everton would have gone back to just being a small club.
With the Premiership teams that go down, I think everything depends on whether they can keep hold of the players or whether they jump ship. Like when Middlesbrough went down and all the stars pissed off, all the big stars they'd bought, all the Brazilians and all them,
mm-hmm.
None of them stayed, did they? They all just got off and they all left the sinking ship.
The sinking pip.
So promoted this season was Bolton, Barnsley and Crystal Palace.
Bolton, Barnsley.
Barnsley and Crystal Palace. And at the end of the season, they all went back down.
Boom!
They all finished in that position. Bolton, Barnsley, Crystal Palace.
Barnsley and Crystal Palace.
They all finished bottom three, so all went straight back down. Transfers this season, we bought Paul Ince from Inter Milan. Øyvind Leonardsen from Wimbledon, Danny Murphy from Crewe, Karl-Heinz Riedel from Borussia Dortmund, Grad Friedel from the MLS, and Michael Owen was promoted. We got rid of Collymore to Villa, Mark Kennedy to Wimbledon, Johnny Barnes went to Newcastle, and Ruddock, Michael Thomas and Dave Thompson all went out on loan spells towards the end of the season. Everton bought John Oster from Grimsby, Don Hutchinson from Sheffield United, Thomas Moira from Viking FK, Slaven Bilic from West Ham, and Franny Jeffers and Michael Ball came up from the under-18s. We got rid of David Unsworth, Gary Speed, Andy Inchcliffe, Graham Stewart, and Earl Barrett.
That's a lot of the old guard going there, isn't it?
Southall also was loaned out to Stoke, and then he was about to be released on a free. But I think they were having that bad a season. Listen to the commentary on the first derby we're going to cover. Now Southall was recalled to try and shore things up because the standing goalie was having a stinker.
Who were?
A stinker, you say? And Liverpool finished third. They got knocked out the third round of the FA Cup, the semis of the League Cup, which was now the Worthington Cup.
Who knocked them out?
What?
Who knocked them out in the semis?
Was it Bromby?
In the League Cup?
Oh, in the League Cup. Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember. It must have been a good team.
I think it was over two legs.
Because they're all over two legs, aren't they, the League Cups and that?
I think it was over two legs. Second round of the FA Cup. Everton got to the third round of the FA Cup and the third round of the Wavy Cup.
Shit, Everton. So shit. Yeah. And they're still shit now.
Oh, bless them.
You've won two games on the bounce. There was fucking 2,000 of them down the pier head the other night, cleaning up. Oh, dear.
That was a disgrace.
It was a disgrace.
Totally against that. I've made a few enemies on the some Facebook pages, some Facebook Liverpool groups.
Oh, did you see Jamie Carragher down there?
Was he?
Yeah. What are you doing, mate? You're going into stadiums, commentating on Premier League football matches. I mean, I would imagine that they're not allowed within 100 metres of the players, but still, set an example. Set an example.
Yeah, I mean, on one group, the owner of the group put the invite up. Did you see the invite?
Yeah.
Come to the Matsu on Pierhead tonight. We're going to celebrate Liverpool winning the league, blah, blah, blah. And a few people were going, oh, brilliant, going. And I'd say about 80% of the people on the group were going, you've been asked not to go out and celebrate. Don't be stupid. You're going against the club, you're going against the manager, you're going against the city, you're dragging us all through the dirt. Whereas we should be celebrating, you know, we should be on the news for being celebrated for winning the league. We're going to be dragged through the dirt for this fucking thing. And it happened. Nobody listened. They all went. They're all going, it was only a couple of knobheads firing fireworks. Doesn't matter. Stay with the knobheads firing fireworks.
Stabbing people.
But the thousands of people there, every one of you are a whopper. Because you were asked not to go.
Yeah. Stabbing people and bottling police officers who were trying to help people who were on the ground because of fighting. Fighting. So, anyway, 18th of October, 1997. Oh, what is going on? We have not had a Liverpool victory for so long now. So, basically, the referee's gone off the paperwork. Weird.
Mike Reid.
Oh, there you go. Mike Reid. Pat.
See, that's our generation difference. What are you, 2 years younger than me?
Yeah.
You think of Pat. I think, run around now!
What's that?
He used to do a show called Run Around with Kids. He asked a question.
Did he look like Mike Reid from Pat?
Yeah. Got a sheepskin coat on and everything.
That's a bit noncy.
There was like A, B and C, big circles on the ground, and I would say started with 20 kids. They asked a question, and then it was A, B and C answer, and they all ran to the circle, he thought. And then he'd go, right, are you happy with that, or are you going to swap? Run around now! And then he got to change the circle. Never seen it.
No. And then in later life, he became a Premier League referee. 40,111 turned up to see Everton beat Liverpool 2-0. That is a spanking in a derby, that is an absolute spanking. So the Everton team, Southall, Barrett, Hinchcliffe, Watson, Short, Speed, Oster, Stewart, Graham, Williamson, Danny Cadamatri. He always makes me hungry when I think of his name.
Stewart Graham or Graham Stewart?
Graham Stewart, what did I say?
You said Stewart and Graham, two different people.
Hello, my name's Graham. And Duncan Ferguson. And then in the Liverpool team was James, Bjornaby, Kavama, Ruddock, Berger, Ince, who I liked, McAteer, McManaman, Michael Thomas, still there, Bobby Fowler, and Karl-Heinz Riedler. He always makes me feel like a tin of beans.
Heinz.
You've got Daniel Cadamatri, makes me feel like squid, battered squid. And then you've
together.
Oh, that'll be a boss tea, that. Hello.
Squid that makes you fart.
My name's Daniel Cadamartri, and I now make onion rings. No, fuck. Thingy
octopus.
Rings. Octopus. Squid rings, bollocks. Bollocks. The goals. Neil Ruddock Oggy. So you say you've seen this one?
Yeah, it's from an Everton corner. Flung in. James comes out and punches it, but punches it down. Punches it straight onto Ruddock's head and goes in the goal.
And then Danny Cadamatri. Now, he was their saviour, wasn't he? He was their Michael Owen. Because he was dead fast, wasn't he, remember? Dead fast.
Well, he was. He was there. I mean, Owen was on the bench, wasn't he? So Owen was subbing this game. So it was basically Everton's teenage prodigy was ripping us an arsehole, ripping us a new arsehole. He was all over the pitch. Yeah. He had a few chances. He put his... I think he had about four or five chances. He only got the one goal, but he was definitely the player in the pitch. Best player in the pitch. Owen came on. He couldn't make an impact.
Bastards.
Although at 1-0, from another corner, Ince headed it towards goal and Earl Barrett handled it on the line.
Oh, where's VAR when you need it?
Wasn't seen. But on the replays, it's blatant.
Blatant.
But the referee was stood behind, so never saw it.
Dirty bastard. Blue nose referee.
It's one of those ifs, whats and buts.
He was thinking about Peggy Mitchell because he was knobbing her on the side for a bit. Oh, Peggy. The number one song. So it's Candle in the Wind, 97, which I didn't put in the playlist because it's fucking depressing. I put in the other A-side. There's a lot of double A-sides and triple A-sides going on the end of the century. Something About the Way You Look Tonight by Elton John. Yeah. Something about the way you look tonight that makes my pants bulge.
I thought Ellen just walked in then.
Is that you taking a shite?
That was 5 weeks at number one, wasn't it? Obviously, the song was brought out for the death of Princess Di.
Yeah.
5 weeks at number one. Knocked off by Spice Up Your Life.
Spice Up Your Life. There's some belters either side of this. Men in Black, Will Smith. The Drugs Don't Work, The Verve. Barbie Girl, Aqua, and Perfect Day. That would have been a various artist. That would have been maybe the Children in Need single or something. I remember buying that. Yeah. That was a good one. I don't remember it being 1997 though. Fucking hell. The Christmas number one that year. This is where Christmas has gone to
Spice Girls, Mama.
No. Teletubbies say eto.
Oh, Jesus.
This is where, right, I've been thinking about doing a Christmas number one podcast where we talk about, we go back to when the charts start and we talk about the Christmas number ones. And they work up to a certain point. Do you know what I mean?
I think most people know what their Christmas number one was the year they were born. I know what mine is. Do you know what yours is?
Yeah, because I was born at Christmas. Mine's the most famous Christmas song ever.
Wizard?
No, the other one.
Seeking Stevens.
Can help me.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, I'm going.
Alan Jones.
Ah, stop it now.
Go on.
Slade.
What's that? 73?
Yeah.
Mine's a classic. Ben Hill, Ernie the Fastest Milkman in the West.
Oh, so they did have shit Christmas number ones even back then?
Yeah. Well, not a good Christmas at all.
Because that's in the same vein as the Teletubbies. So maybe this is worth considering. Watch this space. Watch this space. Might see me and Mr. Miller popping up on a Christmas podcast. Christmas all year round. Oh, right. Next.
Second derby was the 23rd of Feb, 98.
Yes, it was. Oh, the referee's back in this one. Peter Jones.
Peter Jones from the Dragon's Den. Didn't know he used to be a ref.
I didn't know, Daddy.
I'm out.
It's full time. I'm out.
44,500.
Yeah.
Liverpool won, Everton won.
So, the Liverpool team that day was David James, Steve Harkness, Robert Jones, Cavani, and a little-known fella, Jamie Carragher, Paul Ince, Leonardson, McManaman, Redknapp, Fowler, Owen. So this is starting to look like another rebuild, isn't it? After Spice Boys sort of thing has gone. Some of the protagonists of the Spice Boys have been moved on. The governor's moved in. Carragher must have had his debut this season. I remember he scored against Aston Villa on his debut. He come on off the bench, I think. I thought we might have started. I can't remember. The Everton team, Thomas Meyre, Slaven Bilic, Klaus Thompson, Dave Watson, Carl Tyler. Who's he? Michael Tyler. Ball, Gareth Farley, Mitch Ward, Daniel Cadamatri, Duncan Ferguson, Michael Madar. Who the fuck are all these? This is where I couldn't tell you who plays for Everton anymore.
He nearly got relegated this season. That's why we don't know any of these.
Fucking hell.
They're all no marks.
But anyway.
Don't forget. At the beginning of the first derby this season, the commentator was saying how the Everton fans have been getting on Everton's back. They've been in the press saying how crap they've been, how they need a shake-up. They're even talking about getting a new manager in because he's not doing the job. So it was very very hard times at Everton this year.
Fucking hell.
But a lot of discontent.
Well, it was 1-1 anyway. I don't even know if we've said that. Everton, this shit team, who we've just run through the fucking mud, went 1-0 up. Duncan Ferguson. And then, a mere 10 minutes later, Paul Ince.
Ferguson scored. 15th minute.
Yeah. And then Paul Ince scores. 68th minute.
Yeah. I think we've gone a bit out of sync here. You keep breaking this into a little bit of a robot voice.
No, I think I've come back. It's just come up on the screen there. That was a bit wonky. But...
Ferguson scored in the 58th. Ince scored in the 68th. So Ferguson, he's always been... I mean, he's always geared himself up for the Liverpool derby, and he's always come out ready to rip someone's head off.
But that was the only game he was ever fit for.
Yeah.
And to be fair, he gave him his due. He scored against us most of the time.
And like I say, Ince, even though he was an ex-Manc, he did a good job for us. I quite liked him as a player.
I liked Ince. I did like Ince.
Was Nigel Benn's cousin or something, wasn't he?
Was he?
Nigel Benn. Yeah, he's a relative. He was a cousin, I think.
You know all these fucking facts, lad.
I've got some shit in my head, mate. The song that was number one during this game.
Yeah, go on.
It was a power ballad. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
My Arse Will Go On.
Now, I thought this was a massive song that year. I had it in my head. It was one of those. It was like number one for 6 or 7 weeks. It was only number one for a week.
Yeah. Fucking weird, innit? But that, because that film is so big. That film was number one in the box office for so long. That was the biggest film ever in the world of ever until Avatar come out. Look at the songs that are around it. So, Perfect Day went back to number one on the 10th of January. It got took off number one by two songs, Teletubbies and Too Much by the Spice Girls. But then they go back to number one. Weird. Dr. Jones... Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones, calling Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones, come out now.
Come out now.
I've come out now. Brimful of Asher.
What a tune that was.
Yeah.
That's Celine Dion's song. I think that was number one for a week, and then didn't that go out and then come back in for a week? I think that was another one that...
Yes, it did.
...came back to number one.
What a weird year.
Not heard of now, is it? Once you've been to number one, you come off, you don't go back. That's it, you're done.
Well, even...
You drop that back down the charts.
Even... Well, what happens now is stupid songs from 40 years ago go to number one because it's all streaming shit.
Well, from when I started listening to chart music...
In the 60s.
When I was a lad, a song you liked would come in at, like, number 10 and then go to 8 and then maybe 5 and then eventually get to number 1. Yeah. Now, with all the streaming and everything, if a song's popular, straight to number 1 and then straight back out again.
Straight to number one for a week
and then it's took over by the next fucking TikTok song.
You're right. Fucking TikTok bastards. Although I'm the king of TikTok. That's all I'm going to say.
I must admit, I do like your TikTok video now, along with Mary.
You've said you're struggling, so I'll have a look as well on YouTube to see if we can, because I'm trying to put the matches in on the show notes. You're struggling to find this.
I couldn't find highlights this game, no.
Which, that's interesting, that. Very interesting. But I'll have it. I'll do some digging. I'll see what I can get my hands on. So two all right songs. What I have done as well, I've created a playlist. The same playlist that's on Apple Music and Spotify is now a video playlist on YouTube.
Oh,
that's quite good, actually.
So the videos as well.
Yeah,
like it.
I like it a lot. I like it.
How do you find all this time?
We could ask days, mate. Boom.
Oh, you're the train driver, yeah.
So go ahead, then. Oh, give us some news.
All right, well, 1998, music of this year. In the Brits, the best album was, we've mentioned them, The Verve, Urban Hymns. Did you ever have it?
Yeah, I think so.
Great album. Richard Ashcroft, got to be the coolest man in music, probably only behind... Paul Weller. Him
think?
And Paul Weller. Go. Oh, yeah. I've been going for a night out with Paul Weller and Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah, but they'd be too boring owl cunts now.
Just don't work and Bittersweet Sympathy. Two of their biggest hits, weren't
they? Yeah.
The best single of the year, All Saints, Never Ever.
Never. Oh, God, it's been done by the choirs about a million times, hasn't it? All the choirs singing.
It just popped into my head then. I think they got best video as well.
Because they do, some of the choir do never, ever, 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 ever. And then another bit of the choir will go, Amazing Grace. And everyone will start whinging.
Okay. I'm not a church goer, so I don't have to go through that. Best male of 98 was, remember this guy, Finlay Quaid?
No. What was he famous?
Sunday Shining.
What was he, a male celebrity year man for?
Best male of Brits. Best male singer, solo artist. Best female artist, Shola Armour. Can't remember what she's sung. Here we go. Best newcomer, The Stereophonics.
Never listened to them.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. You haven't listened to Stereophonics? Mm. You know, they were at the Rock the Cop concerts.
I tolerated them. Couldn't tell you what they sung.
Well, if you tolerate this, then your children will be next.
That's the maddest.
Due to Katrina and the Waves winning the Eurovision Song Contest last year, Amani sang for the UK, Where Are You? And because obviously they won it, it was staged in the UK. The winners hosted, don't we?
Did Ireland win it?
England finished second.
Oh.
6 points behind the eventual winner, Ghana International.
That island?
No.
Oh.
An Israeli transgender singer.
Was that 1998?
I thought it was one with a beard. It's not him. Did you think the same? No, it's the fellow who came out dressed as a woman but with a beard.
Yeah.
No, it was another one. One before that. Transgender.
I feel so old.
Born a man, but obviously sees himself as a woman.
Herself.
Herself as a woman. Movies. Got the top five UK movies. Number five, Godzilla.
Shit film.
Four, Armageddon.
It's an all right film.
Yeah, I'd watch it again. Saving Private Ryan.
Classic. There was two of them Armageddon films. What was the other one? Where they sit on the beach at the end, spoiler alert, and they die because the meteor hits. They both come out about the same time. One was considerably better than the other.
Bruce Willis one.
Yeah. Bruce Willis one was Armageddon. It was another one. With lesser known actors in it. Lesser known actors.
Yeah. No. No, don't know. Sorry.
Hey.
Number two, Dr. Doolittle.
What? Oh, the Eddie Murphy one. Quite liked it.
Number one, obviously, spanked everyone this year, Titanic.
Yeah. Turn left and big love.
Number two, Dr. Doolittle took 19.8 million. Titanic took 68.5 million.
Boom.
Massive, massive.
That was a Titanic of a movie.
Special mentions this year, three of my favourite films. The Truman Show.
Classic.
There's Something About Mary.
Oh, super classic. Singer. Oh, mate, all three of them.
Probably in my top 10.
For that year or for in general?
Yeah. No, in general.
Wow.
All them three come out this year.
High praise indeed.
I do. I like all them. I'd watch all of them again.
Yeah.
Right. Although Titanic scooped nearly all the Oscars this year, they won 11, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio didn't win the Best Actor or Actress. That went to Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt for their roles in As Good As It Gets.
Oh, I think I've seen it once.
I don't think I've seen it. I had a look to see what it was about and it didn't ring any bells. I don't think I've seen it.
Imagine if Helen Hunt changed the name to Ima.
Ima Hunt. Don't get it.
All right. Ima Hunt.
Well, we know.
Don't change that.
I'm trying to think.
What are you thinking about?
Samantha Janus?
Yeah.
No, her dad. Not his name is Hugh.
No. Hello, my name's Hugh. Hugh Janus.
Okay, sports for 98. Michael Owen, as I say, has already become a big household name in England, but that goal he scored against Argentina in France 98 propelled him to worldwide fame.
Worldwide fame.
And due to this, he wins BBC Sports Personality of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal won Team of the Year because they got the double, the league and the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Pete Sampras won the Wimbledon singles.
His fifth. Like him.
His fifth of seven wins.
He was a hairy man.
Yeah, he was a big gorilla.
Very hairy man.
Yeah,
I'd have loved to have waxed him. I wonder what he looks like now, as all his hair fell out. Because his legs, remember his legs were so hairy. And his arms. Oh, imagine this ring piece.
Beast of a man.
Yeah.
Oh, Imagine the Klingons.
Yeah. It's like taking your dog to the freaking dog hairdressers.
You'd have to have them clipped off.
Oh, I'm not going in the shower after him. All the hairs in the plug hole.
Imagine his missus. Doris! Doris! Can you come and clip me hoop? Clip the hairs around me hoop.
Doris.
Not too many Klingons.
Doris Sampras.
Yeah. So that's who you married. Like I say, the World Cup France 98 ran from the 10th of June to the 12th of July. England got through the group stage just the last 16, but then met Argentina. And Batistuta scored a penalty. Then Owen was brought down in the box, and Shearer scored his penalty, 1-1. Then Owen scored that goal, didn't he, to make it 2-1.
Yeah.
Zanetti equalised with a clever free kick. And then Simeone smashes into the back of Beckham. Beckham goes flying. As he's lying on the floor, he gives out a little kick and gets sent off like a big biff.
Would he be sent off now with VAR?
Yeah, because he's still retaliated.
It was such a half-hearted and such an overreaction, though.
It was a not, yeah. I mean, Simeone got a yellow, and Beckham got a straight red.
Yeah. I don't, because, you know,
I think retaliation is... Go on.
Well, you look at the two men there that you've said. Owen gets Sports Personality of the Year and doesn't really go higher than that. Whereas Beckham, people were burning effigies of him all over the country. He got booed everywhere he went.
He was blamed for it. He was hated, yeah.
But he is a global brand now, isn't he? So who won? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who won?
But also, we've got us... He got blamed for getting us kicked out the World Cup and he was hated.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember that game also, we had a good goal disallowed in the last few minutes. Remember the corner and Campbell headed it in?
Yeah, not wrong with it at all.
Not wrong with it, no.
Corruption.
So it went, finished 2-2, went through, and Argentina went through on penalties. Remember who missed the decisive penalty that year?
Oh, God, was it Paul Ince? Gareth Southgate?
Well, Ince missed his, but the last penalty was missed by Batty.
Oh, where is he now?
He's probably in his living room watching snooker.
Yeah, watching Simpsons on Disney Plus.
Just off in the dryer. In the fryer.
Your sausages are in the dryer.
Do you remember the story about Ronaldo in a final?
Yeah.
Fat Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He was supposed to have had a fit hours before the game, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Convulsions. So the team sheet went out, he wasn't on it. And they reckon the conspiracy theorists reckon Nike intervened and said, get him on the pitch.
And who's our new
brand?
Who's our new shirt?
Nike. Who's our new sliding? Mbappe! Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, so that was the theory. He was Nike said, get him on the pitch. Asked him and he said, yeah, I'm okay to play. But he was a
shadow.
Shadow of himself, yeah.
He just walked around. He didn't do anything.
So France won 3-0.
Could have died.
So TV we're watching this year, apart from the World Cup, was the start of SMTV Live and
Dealey.
CTV UK. Cat Dealey. Ant and Dec.
Oh, Cat Dealey. Did they have boobs? And the SMTV
was the first time. No. Holly Willoughby's dead. Have you ever seen that clip?
Yeah, it's not quick. It's not long enough, though. It's not a full...
You just can't pause it at the right time, can you?
No.
It's all weird. People have told me you just can't.
Allegedly, you can. Oh, Holly Willy Booby.
So on SMTV, it was the first time Britain saw the animated series of Pokemon.
Yeah, we used to watch that in bed, me and wifey, newly married. What you do in the morning?
Yeah, Pokemon.
Hey.
Wifey, wife.
Pokemon.
So, also starting this year, 98, ran through to 2000, and then again 2006 to 2012 was the Royal Family.
Oh.
I think most people watched that and thought, that's us, that was.
That's us! That's us!
Dad, that's you!
That's you, Dad! Yeah, every family said that.
South Park started.
Oh, Stones. Yeah.
Kyle, Stan, Eric and Kenny.
Could you watch it now? I watched it religiously the first couple of years, but I haven't watched it for 20 years.
When it first came out, I did watch it. Must have watched maybe the first 7, 8, 9 series religiously. But I'm the same. I haven't seen it a long time, but I know maybe a year ago I tried to get back into it. Watched 2 or 3 episodes and then... Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
97 to
2003? No.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Never seen it.
Ending this year was Telly Addicts, Men Behaving Badly, Father Ted, and Des O'Connor's Take Your Pick.
Oh my God, what was Telly Addicts? Was that a quiz about Noel Telly? Edmonds.
Yeah, Noel Edmonds.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I might have to put the Telly Addicts theme tune in the show notes.
Like it?
I like it a lot.
News in 98, this is the year that US President Bill Clinton denies having sexual relations with the White House intern Monica Lewinsky. But then obviously later on he admitted it did happen. It was only a little blowy, so it doesn't really count.
It was only a cigar in the minge.
Search engine Google is founded.
No.
Yeah, back in 97, 98.
Before that, it was all Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Now, it's gone on to whenever somebody wants to know something, they go, just ask Google, just Google it.
Just Google it. Google it and get your Hoover out.
Homeschooling. Dad, how do you do this? Oh, I could tell you, but Google it.
Just Google it. I'm here watching Netflix.
Apple Computers unveils the first iMac. The three tenors perform for the opening ceremony of France 98. Jose Carreras, Placido Domingo and Luciano Pavarotti performance is watched by 3 billion worldwide TV viewers.
3 billion! Billion!
And toy of the year, do you want to take a guess?
Pokemon. 98. Pokemon.
Babies.
Oh, that's basically a Pokemon.
Fairy Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh, a little fairy Pokemon. My ass.
People from Liverpool and Everton who were born in 98 was Trent Alexander-Arnold and Tom Davies.
No way. Fucking hell, mate. We're old. I'm going to get it. I'm just going to fucking get it. You sure? I'll do it. Once I've found the dead people, I'll do it.
Oh my God, what are you doing? I'm on my cloud watching Hamilton on Disney Plus. What are you doing?
All right, silly girl, we're after our little segment. We've got together again to do this football podcast.
Oh God.
You know your bit. You've got to tell us who's up there partying with you, celebrating the birthday.
I've been waxing my fronties this morning. Ready for Hamilton to come on. So that means me orbs of joy were like two little babies' heads. Newborn babies, but one of them babies that have got no hair on. Not an hairy baby, because some babies are dead hairy when they come out. And I don't want hairy fronties.
No.
So,
Mitchell Brothers.
Sitting on the cloud with me today is, and he keeps trying to get it on with me, is Frank Sinatra.
Old Blue Eyes.
Now, I thought he only died like 10 years ago, but clearly he didn't. He's been dead for quite some considerable time.
He died of a heart attack, didn't he?
I don't fucking know.
I think he was early 80s.
From what I can see sitting here on my cloud, the blood's pumping. Oh, Here's one for you. Pol Pot.
Who? Oh, the
dictator.
Politician.
From Cambodia. I don't know why he's on the cloud. Fucking killed millions. Get off this.
He's got nothing to say for himself.
Fuck off. I'm not doing that.
Up there. I thought he would have gone down.
I think he'd had a few words with a few people, and I've just kicked him off anyway. He's gone now. Sonny Bono from Sonny and Cher.
Yeah.
He's another gorgeous, gorgeous man in back in the day. He's a bit of a knob, though, I believe.
Didn't he end up being a governor or something in the States?
The picture I'm looking at here, the American flag is draped in his rear. So I presume, yeah. He was in a skiing accident, he died.
Oh, did he fall on a ski?
Yeah.
Bless him.
And
didn't he give Cher a hard time? Wasn't he a wife beater?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Tina Turner's fellow, wasn't
he? No, I think he was a bit of a prick as well. I don't know why he's up here. Maybe he did good things after he was horrible to women.
Oh,
Roy Rogers.
Oh, my dad's favourite.
He's
the
dead.
Singing cowboy.
No, not your dad. Well, your dad. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, my dad's dead. Thanks for that.
Too soon.
Thanks for bringing that back. Yeah, 3 days after my dad's birthday. Nice one.
Oh, Roy Rogers. Yeah. Heart failure. Oh.
But
he's doing
bless.
All right up here. He's riding round on a horse made of clouds.
His horse was as famous as him, Trigger.
Yeah. And then...
the singing cowboy.
This one cuts deep. Ah, Linda. Ah, Linda's dead.
Oh, Linda McCartney.
Yeah.
Has she had words with you? Weren't you messing about with her, fella?
Yeah, but that was before she was on the scene. She was just, you know, we both, just because we both pulled the same pudding doesn't mean we have to argue with each other. We're in heaven together now, for God's sake. She doesn't eat the meat. I eat the meat. What's the problem? I eat the meat and swallow. She doesn't. No wonder he fucking got married 2 weeks after she died.
Jesus, yeah, okay.
Anyway.
There's another singer here I've got.
Oh, well, go on then.
Tammy Wynette, remember her? Stand by Your Man.
Yeah, I remember it from the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Can't remember what the song was, though. Was it Rent?
Since
was
you
that?
Went away.
And you went away.
You haven't lost your singing voice, Silla.
I know. Getting a little chub on singing here. I haven't even got a chub.
Also died this year, that I don't know why he's not stood next to you, Silla. Roddy McDowell.
Bobby. Oh, the little monkey man.
Get your filthy paws off me.
Oh, I don't know what he did that. What film's that?
No, you're right, the monkey man. That's the apes.
Get your
But didn't Salt Nest say to him?
You're damn dirty. You're damn dirty,
get
ape.
Get your filthy. Yeah. Bobby McDowell, he was in all of them, wasn't he? In all the Planet of the Apes, Silla.
Yeah, he had the right shaped head to wear the monkey mask. That's what it was.
He had a receding hairline.
Well, that's what it was, because he cornered the market of monkey heads. Because he had a unique shaped head. So he got to be a monkey or loads. Towards the end of his life, he was at kids' parties and everything, just monkeying about, throwing shit at them and that. Do you want to see me banana?
Sticking his finger up his arse and smelling it.
And masturbating.
Going around to all the kids, smell me finger.
And shooting his load, throwing shit and getting off. Jumping over the fence.
He comes back with a rifle on a horseback.
And then kills Charlton Heston for the kids, and all the kids go, hur! And then they all have their jelly and ice cream, and then that's it, really.
Play the music. Oh, Cue the music.
Shitty.